What's going on, wrestling fans? Welcome into another edition of Near Falls with D-Hall, a wrestling podcast. Today, it is my favorite episode of the year. My favorite project, the Whipio preseason preview. So pumped up to release this to you guys. Just right off the bat, we're doing it a little bit different than we did last year. Last year, I had them all together on one. It was like 3 hours long. It was a lot. This year, I'm changing it up. Each single team is going to have their own little video, their own little episode of the pod. So you won't have to sift through all the other stuff. Super excited for that. We talked to all these different coaches, man. I had 30 guys come on from across AA and AAA, which shattered my goals for this year, which is awesome. So yeah, man, just super excited to release this to you guys. It was a lot of fun. These coaches were open and honest. They had great insight, and for me, man, just to sit down and listen to these guys talk about what they're wrestling, there's not much better in my world. So without further ado, here is the Whipio preseason preview. Thank you guys, love Jens, as always, brought to you by Switch Custom Apparel.
Welcome to the Near Falls Whipio Show, where D-Hall and Kaz are gonna tell you all the things you wanna know. Whether it's Trinity or Spencer Lee or Mr. Kurt Angle, just ask Vinny D, Whipio, Ken and Mac for sure. They got the interviews to serve your soul.
Joining me now on the call, we have head coach of Mount Lebanon High School, Mr. Mark Almig. How are you, sir?
What's going on, Donnie? Appreciate you having me on. I'm doing well. Coming back for some practices, getting ready for the season. We're excited to get started.
Yeah, man, it's that time of year. It's cold out. It's bitter cold. You know, Christmas lights are up. You know, Thanksgiving's over. It's time, man. I'm pumped up.
Yeah.
So first things first, man, let's get right off into it. Alumni, who's wrestling in college? Who's doing big things post-high school?
Yeah, we got a couple out there right now. The Stouts right now are both wrestling. Luke's at Princeton, doing big things there. Just had a nice win over Nebraska's All Red last week. We have Mac at Pitt. So both at 197. I'm hoping keep those two away from each other for a while, but they're both wrestling right now. We got Jackson Gray at Ithaca up in New York. And then Connor Smalls, he was one of our lightweights last year. He is at his first season at Teal. So we got four right now wrestling. Nate Hoagland was at Penn. He just graduated, so he's done. But yeah, four right now currently competing and, yeah, hopefully doing some big things here in the next couple of months. We're excited to watch them.
Very cool, man. It's always good to have guys doing big things in college. Next thing, right. Off-season program. How's it gone for you guys?
Yeah, we've been pretty busy. I mean, we have some kids that are doing other sports. In the fall, we had a couple football players, Cole Gibbons and Evan Sala. But for the most part, the guys that weren't doing fall sports were with us. We were lifting a couple days a week in the summer, doing open rooms. Doing some workouts over at the South Hills Wrestling Academy. But yeah, we stayed busy. We were doing a lot this fall, morning workouts, getting some open rooms going. So yeah, I mean, you know, for the kids that aren't involved in another sport, you know, there's no pressure to be with us, but we want to see them, you know, working out and staying active. And it's nice if they're with us, because then, you know, we get a chance to kind of team build a little bit early. And but it's been fun. We've been pretty active. So I'm looking forward to just getting going. You know, you do all this preseason stuff, and it's good that there's buy-in and kids are there. But now you want to compete. You
know? Chomping at the bit, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Even as coaches, we're excited. Like, we want to get going.
Yeah, so, man, no doubt. It's definitely it's definitely that time of year. So talking about your off-season program and who are some of the, you know, you talked about, you know, trying to build this team up. Who are some of the leaders that you have recognized that are, you know, kind of help leading the charge in the room, vocal, you know, whatever the case may be?
So we have, you know, a pretty young group. We have three seniors right now, Ajiro Montoya, Joe Gamble, Grant Elder. Those guys are returning back as our seniors. But you know, guys like, and they've been around a lot. I mean, those guys are program guys. They've been with us since they were freshmen. But Ben Lloyd, the heavyweight's been doing a really good job. He's been wrestling a ton. You'll see him wrestling on different teams for different duels. And he went out to Fargo. So, you know, as far as like probably the kid that's been the most active in wrestling, in this off season, Ben's definitely up there. Jonathan Emma, who's a freshman, him and Josh, his twin brother, those guys are both coming up as freshmen this year. So we're really excited to have both of them in the lineup. They,
what weight are those guys?
They're new to the sport. I mean, they've only started, I think, like in seventh grade, but they just bought in. They loved it. I mean, they're on the mat constantly. They're trying to get as much as they can. And we tell the kids, like, you know, use your off season to wrestle almost another season. If you're if you're putting in a full off season, you're going to get caught up pretty quickly. And those guys just love to be on the mat. So, you know, they've been a good influence on the group. But yeah, we're happy to get some of the football guys back. Cole Gibbons is back in the room. Like I said, Evan Sal is back in the room. So we're, it's cool to get everybody finally in one place at one time.
No doubt.
See all the faces you haven't seen for a while. So
yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Coaching staff, who's helping you out this year?
So, we're pretty fortunate. We have a lot of really good people in Mount Lebanon. And so a lot of them are people that wrestled, in our program. Jack Nath is my first assistant. So Jack's around a lot. He wrestled after high school a little bit at UPJ. Matt Patrick wrestled at Pitt for a little bit after high school. We have a guy, Tyler Daphne, who kind of joined us last year. He was actually an assistant coach at Ithaca with Jackson, and his wife was from Pittsburgh, and they made the move back to Pittsburgh. They bought a house in Mount Lebanon, so they live in the community too. So he's around. But we've just got, I mean, you know, and then there's a ton of volunteer people. You know, Matt Coker, his boys are in our youth program. So he's
not a guy, not a bad guy to have around.
A little bit of everything. I mean, yeah, it doesn't hurt to have somebody like that involved with your program. But it's just, you know, we're pretty blessed that there's a lot of good wrestling people in the community that care about the sport, that want the sport to do well in the community, and they all kind of help out it one way or another.
So, yeah, no doubt. Okay. Yeah. Next question I have. Schedule, what's it look like for you guys, and how are you, you know, ultimately getting these guys ready for the end of the year?
Yeah, so we're headed to Shar Houston. We haven't been there in a while. When I first got on staff with Bill Lewis was the head coach for a number of years. We went to Shar Houston. It was kind of our opening tournament in December every year. We went into some duels there for a while. We were in the Hampton duels for a little while, and then we're getting back into it. So I'm excited to see how the kids do. Obviously an individual tournament. So it gives them a chance to kind of, you know, see different kids. There's probably some double A, triple A, some schools we might not see during the year. So we start there. We have a non-section match with Central Catholic. We go there. We have our alumni night against Baldwin. That's our first section match towards the end of the month, right before break. And then we head into Powerade. So it'll be a good test. Especially getting back into Powerade, we'll see how like Ajiro does. We weren't in it last year. So really kind of heading into the Whitfield tournament and the state tournament, he hadn't seen yet a lot of those top level guys, but we're going to get a chance to see some tough competition right out of the gate. So it'll be good for our younger crew to see that and kind of see where they're at. So I'm excited for the first month. And then obviously from there, you just kind of build, you tweak practices, you see what needs to be fixed, what you need to work on. But ultimately, you know, it's that daily buy-in, constant work. You know, you're coming in with a purpose every day. And I think those are the things that really, you know, separate you as a wrestler. You have to kind of tweak your own agenda every day. Like, what do I need to work on, get better at? What positions did I, you know, maybe not score from? So those are the things that we work on daily.
Very cool, man. Yeah, I love that. Okay, next thing I have, room games, dodgeball, kickball, handball. What do you guys get into?
Man, over the years, I think we've done them all. yeah, honestly, this year, we haven't done much since the start of the season. I think it's just been so busy. You know, we're only like, you know, 2 weeks in right now, and we already got a competition coming up. In previous years, we'd have like those two scrimmage weekends. Now we're down to one. So we've been kind of getting in and getting after it quick. But in the years past, yeah, I mean, the kids got into spike ball for a little bit.
Right.
They were doing dodgeball, partner dodgeball. At one point, they had goals taped on the walls. They were doing like handball. So I think over the years, they've pretty much done them all. I always get nervous when they do play them, right?
You don't get in there and play. You're like, just don't get hurt.
Yeah, they compete hard when it comes to some of those games. But yeah, this year it's been low key. We've just been kind of getting in, getting started. And a lot of it is like we have a lot of teams use the room. I mean, we're in there after school. The junior high comes in at 5:30. The youth comes in at 7. So it's like you got to be efficient with your time.
Absolutely.
You can't go in and play 45 minutes of handball, right? Because the next group's coming in. So
as much as they would want to, right?
Yeah, I'm sure, right? They want to, but we got to get after it. So
I hear you. Okay. Goals and expectations you have for the squad.
Yeah, I think just continuous improvement from everybody, right? I mean, you know, you want to see the kids that went deep into the Whippeal. Like Cole wrestled really well last year as a freshman, got himself into the semifinals. I forget what seed. Ajiro might have been the sixth seed, ended up placing fourth, knocked off a couple kids. So you want those kids to get back there. Certainly you want them to get to Hershey and you want them to see them, you know, end up on the podium. That's a goal for all your kids. But I think daily improvement, every day coming in, like I said, with a goal, with a purpose, feeling like you're making gradual strides towards what eventually is the most important part of the year. And that's March. You know, you want to make sure your kids are peaking at the right time. And every kid's different. You motivate them differently. Sometimes your practice plan for them might be a little different. But yeah, you want to see them all do really well. I'm excited to see, you know, we talked about Ben Lloyd earlier. He was just a couple matches away from getting himself out to Hershey. So I think, you know, I think if everybody stays the course and they stay positive with themselves, you know, there's those up and downs of a season where sometimes you're riding high, you're feeling really good. You're on a little hot streak and then you might lose two or three in a row and you're like, what's going on? You just got to stay the course, stay positive and keep working. And, I think we have a group of kids right now that have that right mentality.
Yeah, for sure, you know, man.
They're excited to be there. So
that's awesome. I love that. Okay, social medias. How can we follow your squad this year?
So I think we have like everything covered. We're on Instagram. It's Lebo Wrestling. We're on X. We're on X at Lebo Wrestling. Mm-hmm. We're on Facebook. It's Friends of Blue Devil Wrestling. Our youth has an Instagram page. They've got pretty much whatever you can put Lebo Wrestling on. We're on.
That's awesome, man. That's
so good thing. We're out there.
Yeah, man, that's a good thing. That makes it easy for us to, you know, follow you guys and see what's going on. Okay, anything or anyone you want to shout out before I leave you go, my friend?
Shout outs, man. I just, you know, we get so much support from the community, from our admin, our athletic director John Grogan's wonderful, you know, and just the families of our wrestlers. They're supportive. They get involved. They're passionate about the sport. It's like a nice little family community, you know, and I think big things are on the horizon for the program. We've got a ton of kids in our youth. They're starting to move themselves up to the junior high. The parents are excited about the future. So, you know, just what everybody's doing. We mentioned what, you know, Matt Coker, Denny Liebeck, Amanda Liebeck, all of my assistants, the junior high coaches. I mean, they're the ones every day putting all the time and effort in. It's awesome to see. We have so many good people around these kids. It's a good time to be a Lebo wrestler, so I'm excited for him.
Good stuff, man. That's an awesome way to leave you off. And Coach, thank you so much for taking some time out and hanging out with me.
Anytime, Donnie. I appreciate it. I'm sure I'll see you around here soon enough.
Yeah, man. I'll check you out at one of the, you know, dual meets or tournaments real soon.
Sure. All right, buddy. Take it easy.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.